Welcome, everybody. May the words of our lips and the meditations of our heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord. We have an apology from Councillor Overton this evening. Move straight on to confirmation of the minutes. Can I have somebody move that they be confirmed? Thanks, Councillor Viney. Seconded, Councillor Hiscott. Any queries on those minutes? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye. Aye.
Against? The motion is carried. 2.1 is council workshops. It seems like a light programme of workshops this month for some reason. Can I have somebody move that the report be received? Thanks, Councillor Diprose. Seconder, please. Councillor Beswick. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? The motion is carried. 3.1, Mayor's Communications. I can't let this go by without congratulating the town of Penguin and their community on winning the Penguin Tidy Town Award for 2020, and also the Penguin Surf Club too for also being named as Club of the Year, the National Club of the Year, which is amazing. But look forward to celebrating with the Penguin community in the very near future. Well done. 3.2 is the Mayor's Diary. There's a report there. There was one that I would like to add, and that was the Come Walk With Me, With Us, that we had last week down in the Noman Room to do with Reconciliation Tasmania and our Aboriginal Reconciliation Plan. Can I have somebody move that the report be received, please? Thanks, Councillor Hiscott. Seconded, Councillor Viney. We also have Deputy Mayor Carpenter, who attended the Tiny Towns Award ceremony at Cradle Mountain in my absence, along with a couple of other things, and Councillor Hiscott has also represented Council as well. Are there any questions on any of those items in the diary?
Yeah, I'd just like to comment on the 2610 that I attended, that you were also there. I thought it was a great time of learning to a certain extent of what is available for the community, which I'd like to see us further, push to the community through our Facebook page and things like that. There's a lot of the programs that they're running. They're running Learn to Drive, helping people get their learner drivers licences, literacy, numeracy, and a lot of that's done through the local library. So I'd like to see that promoted through our Facebook page and so forth as moving forward, if we can. Thanks, Mayor.
Our volunteers to help out with that program as well. Councillor Fuller.
Thank you, Mayor. Just in relation to the Cradle Coast Authority representatives meeting, was that your final meeting as the chief representative, the ones referred to there? I suppose I just wanted to take this opportunity to thank you for your service as the chief rep. Going back a little while, I was the chairman of the board and you were the chief rep, and as we know, Central Coast has certainly punched above its weight in regards to the leadership roles at the CCA. So I know that you're a passionate regionalist, and of course we now have Mayor Peter Freshney to lead that group. So again, a great advocate for the region. So just wanted to say thank you.
Certainly enjoyed my 2 terms or 4 years as a chief rep, and certainly passionate about the region. But I felt it. It was. I didn't stand for re-election. I thought it was time that we had a change, and I'm sure Mayor Freshney will do an excellent job. But I'll certainly be supporting everything that the Cradle Coast does, because I think working together with all 9 councils is far stronger than working singly. Any other queries on that report? All right, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 3.3 is declarations of interest.
Yes, I'd like to declare an interest in point 10.14, application for 23 Kennigan Lane. Thank you.
expressions of interest. 4.1, councillor reports. Any councillors report on community or other organisations that they represent? Councillor Hiscott.
Thank you, Mayor. Two items from the community groups I'm involved with. The Slipstream Circus is going to be celebrating their 20 years of circus, originally founded in the year 2000, so 20 years is coming up, and they're going to be having a festival, I believe at Apex, the Sound Shell, but I'll have to confirm with that. Just wanted to make everyone that's all available on their website, on their Facebook page, all the details, so if you've got any spare time on the December the 12th, make sure you get along to that. I'm booked in with the kids and looking forward to a good day there, and also to secondly, to also congratulate the Penguin Surf Club on winning Surf Club of the Year. It's a magnificent feat, the first Tasmanian surf club to do so. Lots of congratulations to them. They punch well above their weight, so thank you.
Yes, Mayor, I attended the Reconciliation Action Plan Working Group last week. That's the second meeting that's been had. It's going along quite well, with a lot of enthusiasm from a lot of people. So look forward to that continuing on, and actions actually being written down in that plan. So, yeah, great turnout for that at the moment.
Come Walk With Us was a very successful day. So it was really lovely. Any other reports? No, thank you. 5.1 is leave of absence, and there are no applications. 6.1 is deputations, and there are none. 7.1 is petitions, and none have been received. 8.1 is councillor questions without notice. I'll start with you, Councillor Van Rowan.
No, Mayor.
Thanks, Councillor Beswick.
No, Mayor.
Councillor Diprose.
No, Mayor.
Councillor Viney.
No, Mayor.
Councillor Fuller.
Thank you, Mayor. One to the Director of... Director Ian Stoneman, please.
Thank you.
Councillor Hiscott.
No, thank you, Mayor.
And Councillor Carpenter. Thank you. 8.2, councillor questions on notice, and no questions have been received. 9.1 is public question time. We have received two questions, and I'll ask the General Manager, would she read them out with the answers?
The two questions are from Jim Riley. Now, before I read out the questions, he's given a bit of a preamble. So if you bear with me, I'll just read the preamble out. It says, in 2015, I subdivided my land on the River Flats at Wilmot Road 4th, with the last block subsequently being bought by the 4th vet, Joe Robertson, this year. In September or October, Joe has commenced building extensive horse sheds, multiple fences, and a large examination shed on the River Flats that now flood regularly since the Sheffield Control Centre Dalwood Road lost control to computer nerds in Hobart. While each fence and building may be undersized, he doesn't know, there ought to have been a council application due to size and scale and flood circumstances, and any problems that would be caused by the position of six buildings and multiple wide tape fences and scores of posts in such pudgy soil in the way of the undersized overflow bridge. There is no advertising nor notices posted visibly on site. I ask this on the grounds of regulations under the discretionary size and scale provisions in the regs, especially considering the obvious fact that all of these constructions will be swept away even in the first minor flood and block the overflow bridge. I know what will happen when these two tiny bridges cannot cope. It has happened to me with much more substantial fences and buildings further upstream. Buildings and fences are not swept over by the force of the rapid current. They accumulate debris and thus cannot resist. I have video of the Causeway Dam having a 1.5 to 2 metre waterfall cascading down the seaside of the river while so many houses and businesses were under fast water. As with mine, indicating clearly that the causeway is really a dam. The Premier proposed infrastructure building projects may be able to widen those gaps, and I've got a couple of ideas to fix it cheaply. This is all about the survival of my home and several other homes and businesses in Forth, which were badly damaged in the 2016 floods in June. We had to be rescued out of our home by SES carrying our pets and chooks at High Port, with flood water strongly flowing around my belly button. We had videos of mine and ABC TV. The river entered the house within 20 minutes from being just across the road while we were trying to save stuff by putting on higher shelves. Then it rushed through, shifting the house a couple of inches off its 1852 stone bearings carrying the bottom plates. The house still droops at the northeast corner and the floorboards bounce there. After the clean-up of mud and debris and the rebuilding of fences, when so many people, friends and people I didn't even know, turned up to help. So, as a friend of Joe, I don't want to cause him grief, nor do I want a metre of fast water through my house again. So Jim's two questions are, did the planning department have any approach for this development? So the response there is that the council was contacted by Dr. Riley, who alerted council to the building activity occurring on the property. As a result, the following actions have been taken. A letter was sent to the landowner on the 22nd of October, asking contact to be made with the council to discuss. The property owner subsequently contacted the council. A development application form was emailed. The council is now awaiting the lodgement of an application. Any application will require the subdivision of detailed plan, of the submission, sorry, of detailed plans, etc. Once this information is received, an assessment will be undertaken to determine if it is permitted or discretionary. A discretionary application would be subject to a period of public notification. Regular contact will be made with the landowner to ensure an application is submitted. And if an application is not submitted, it will be necessary for enforcement action to be commenced. So question two was, is it reasonable to approach the Premier's department to see if the dam across the Forth River can have flood mitigation? The response is that the council will undertake further consultation with the State Emergency Services and Department of Primary Industries, Water and Environment regarding the learnings from the 2016 flood and what additional protection actions could be considered to support mitigation solutions in response to Dr. Riley's observations. Flooding issues surrounding the bridge structures in the Forth area will be considered during any future infrastructure replacement programs undertaken by council, or if relevant, funding is made available for mitigation activities prior to this. Currently, there is a review being undertaken of the Lower Forth Flood Evacuation Plan, which will also assist in informing future actions.
To 9.2, which is public questions taken on notice, and there were no questions from the meeting in October. 10.1, the minutes and notes of committees of the council and other organisations. Can I have somebody move that that report be received? Thanks, Councillor Hiscott. Seconded, Councillor Fuller. Any queries on anything in those minutes? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? The motion is carried. 10.2 is the Cradle Coast Waste Management Group Terms of Reference. Can I have somebody move that these be accepted? Thank you, Councillor Beswick. And a seconder, please, Councillor Fuller. Councillor Beswick, would you like to speak to this?
Probably not too much to add to the document that's been received. I've always been impressed since going to the up to the Dulverton waste facility, and the Cradle Coast Waste Management Group are managed by that group, and I think they're doing a really professional job. It's good that a bit like the Cradle Coast Authority, that we've got a coastal group managing waste all as a group together. So I'll just endorse the document, Mayor.
Speakers? Councillor Fuller.
Thank you, Mayor. And of course, this is following on from the collective decision of councils in the area to tweak the governance structure of how we are managing waste in the region. And it's great that this new group has that representation of the general managers. Just wanted to take that opportunity to thank our own general manager, Sandra Ayton, for her leadership as chairman of the previous group. And I know that she's still got lots of waste hats that she's wearing. So it's not like we are losing her experience and knowledge there, but she certainly has been key to the success of the group to date, and just wanted to pass on my thanks.
Speakers? Councillor Beswick, did you want to close?
No, Mayor.
Motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 10.3 is correspondence addressed to Mayor and councillors. There's a schedule there. Can I have somebody move that be received, please? Thanks, Councillor Viney. Seconded. Second. Thanks, Councillor Carpenter. Any queries on that correspondence?
Mayor, just a query in the correspondence from Donald Bonney in regards to the Nyadda power scheme. What is our process from here? I would have thought it wouldn't have been our patch as such, even though we did pass it. Just interested to hear what our process is from here.
Come and stand.
Yeah, thank you. The process from here is that two of our staff have actually looked at it on site just to understand what the actual situation is. They'll be following up with the relevant state government departments regarding the initial planning application, to try and ensure that it's followed through to understand whether they're doing what's in the application.
Any other queries on correspondence? No, I'll put the motion then. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? The motion is carried. 10.4 is the common seal. I think you have an amended seal in front of you. Can somebody move that be? Thanks, you. Councillor Diprose. Seconder, please. Councillor Beswick. Any queries on that common seal? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 10.5 is contracts and agreements. There's the schedule there. Can I have somebody move that be received, please? Thanks, Councillor Carpenter. A seconder. Thanks, Councillor Hiscott. Any queries on those contracts and agreements? Not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 10.6 is statutory determinations. There's a schedule there. Can I have somebody move that be received, please? Thanks, Councillor Carpenter. Seconded, Councillor Beswick. Councillor Carpenter, would you like to speak to this?
Busy as ever, isn't it? Incredible amount of number of applications and stuff going on, and even though with us ourselves being part of that, unbelievable. Coming up to Christmas, I don't know how you're going to fit it all in. I'm still interested in the amount of parking fines in King Edward Street. Amazes me. It seems I
correct me if I'm wrong, but the biggest percentage of parking fines are in King Edward Street. And it seems to be that all the time. I just don't know whether that's right or not. When I read right through this report, whether we've got the wrong time frame there, I don't know. I reckon it's something we need to... We shouldn't be out there being policemen if there's an issue with the shops that are in the street, is my point. Like, if it's where people are going, need longer to go there, could be an issue. That's just something I'm always amazed by. Continually, right at the end of this report.
It's either side of King Edward Street, Councillor Carpenter.
Yes, I know. No, busy, unbelievable in the planning.
Any other speakers? I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 10.7, Natural Burials, Central Coast Memorial Park. Would I have somebody move the suggested resolution, please? Councillor Fuller. Councillor Viney would like to second. Thank you. Councillor Fuller, would you like to speak to this one?
Thank you, Mayor. I would. I'm sorry. I'm just scrolling through. So as the agenda states, this is a follow-on from our discussions that were held in July, and also had what I felt was a really good workshop discussion about this. It's not a topic that comes up often. And it was good to get people's thoughts about what the possibilities and points of differences and were, and what the opportunities were that we might be able to provide something unique to people in the future. But importantly for me, that the information that helps them understand what options are available to them, that it will be clear and transparent and available to them if there are options for burial, then I should be able to find that information out as part of my decision making. Obviously, there are some rules that we have to adhere to for the safety and well-being of everybody in the community, but this would allow the folks of Central Coast to think about an alternative burial for themselves, be it for environmental, financial, spiritual, religious reasons, lots of things that come into play there. And I see the death process as something that Western society has done, as we do with so many things, which is to swing all the way in one direction and make it such a formal process, such an expensive process for families. And when, you know, if you think about how things were done in the past, there was probably not much wrong with that. So I ask my fellow councillors for their support for this agenda item, and thank you for your interest and input in it to this point. And if it is successful this evening, then I look forward to people at least being able to find out what their options are for this important part of life's journey.
Speakers. Councillor Viney.
I'd just like to say it's good to be able to offer the opportunity for natural burials to take place at the Central Coast Memorial Park, and I just hope that the rules and regs that we've got in place at this point in time don't need adjustment into the future, but obviously if they do, we can handle it at that stage. Thank you.
Speakers. Councillor Hiscott.
Yeah, well spoken, Councillor Fuller. Just wanted to also add the note too that we've got there to look at whether considering a natural burial area, it would be good to see how that review goes and see whether that's an appropriate step that the cemetery wants to take. So we're interested to see the outcome of that. Thank you.
So I'd like to have a look at a master plan to see if we could have a, you know, an area could be considered somewhere there too. So I fully agree. Any other speakers? If not, Councillor Fuller, would you like to close?
No,
all right, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? The motion is carried. 10.8 is Council acting as a planning authority. Can I have somebody move that be received?
Yes,
thanks, Councillor Diprow. Seconded, Councillor Van Ruin. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye. Aye.
Against? The motion is carried. 10.9 is Land Use Planning and Approvals Act. There's a report there. This was the amendment to the Central Coast Interim Planning Scheme to rezone land known at 640 Forth Road. This has been out for consultation and come back to council. And can I have somebody move the suggested resolution, please?
No, move,
thanks, Councillor Beswick. A seconder, please.
I'll second that, Mayor.
Thanks, Councillor Van Rowan. Councillor Beswick, would you like to speak to this?
Only, Mayor, that this is just confirmation from our previous meeting where we agreed that with the proponent that the piece of land be rezoned. So, as I said, it's basically just an endorsement after the advertising process. So it's pretty straightforward, Mayor. Thank you.
Speakers? I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? The motion is carried. Move on to 1010 as a residential shed variation to building envelope at 32 Epsom Road, Penguin. There's a full report there. Can I have somebody move the suggested resolution, please? Councillor Viney and seconded Councillor Hiscott. Councillor Viney, would you like to speak to this one?
Yes, this is actually a variation to the building envelope and proximity to the utilities zone in regard to 32 Epsom Road, and I agree with the planners that the objections have been dealt with sufficiently, and that this project should go ahead.
Speakers. Councillor Beswick.
Yeah, I agree with Councillor Viney. There's one piece that I noted in the planner's report that there's obviously some illegal works and perhaps a container there that hasn't got a permit to be there. So I encourage the planners and the staff to make sure that they get addressed prior to perhaps getting the building permit done. But apart from that, I'll be supporting the motion.
Speakers? It's fairly straightforward, isn't it? Councillor Viney, would you like to close?
No, Mayor. I think everything's been said.
Motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. So we move on to a residential subdivision of two lots and construction of a dwelling and outbuildings. This is at 49 Preston Road, Gawler. Can I have somebody move the suggested resolution?
Sorry,
thanks, Councillor Van Rowan. A seconder, please. Thanks, Councillor Fuller. Councillor Van Rowan, would you like to speak to this?
Well, Mayor, I believe that this subdivision is in keeping with the other lots in the immediate area. It is zoned rural living or low density, and can't see anything wrong with this proposed subdivision. It is a little bit less than the 1 hectare which is mentioned in the planning scheme, but we can use our discretion and I believe and pass it.
Thank you.
That's it.
Any other speakers? All right, Councillor Van Rowan, would you like to close? All right, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye. Aye.
Against? The motion is carried. Move on to, this is a residential dwelling variation to site area and dwelling density. This is for a property at Braddon's Lookout Road, Leith. Can I have somebody move the suggested resolution, please? Thanks, Councillor Fuller. A seconder, please. Councillor Hiscott. Councillor Fuller, would you like to speak to this?
Thank you, Mayor. Again, a fairly straightforward application. The proposal is in keeping with the other buildings in that area, both as far as the siting and the intensity of them. So no concerns there. And it's great. I was concerned also about the issue with the exiting vehicles from the lot, but the planners have put a condition there that will ensure that the traffic that's coming out will egress in a forward way, so that should address some concerns there. There's plenty of those corners and intersections in our rural community that can be subject to accidents or crashes And it is just beholden to every road user to use every part of it sensibly, and I have no concerns with the rest of the application.
Any other speakers? Councillor Beswick.
I'll be supporting the application as well. I'm pleased that the plans have got a clause in there to get the geotechnical assessment approved after construction. It is a very steep site, and we don't want anybody having buildings approved and not getting that signed off. I've seen other areas around the state where there's been some other issues in areas that have been not quite as stable as they may have been. So I think I'm pleased that the planners have asked that as part of the approval that gets signed off. But I'll be supporting the application, Mayor.
Any other speakers? Councillor Fuller, would you like to close?
No, thank you, Mayor.
Motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? The motion is carried. Move on to 1013, which is passive recreation, Preston Falls upgrade. Can I have somebody move the suggested resolution?
Yes, Mayor, I'm happy to move that.
Councillor Van Rooyen, a seconder, please. Thanks, Councillor Carpenter. Councillor Van Rooyen, would you like to speak to this?
Yes, Mayor, my first reaction when I read this development application, I thought, well, for what it is, what the falls area is and so on, I mean, let's face it, it's not exactly in the scheme of things, in world scheme of things, is it spectacular, but locally it's very nice. And I thought that's a lot of money to be spending on that. Anyway, I went up on Saturday, lived in the area most of my life. Did I know that there was two falls up there? I visited the main one where the infrastructure is, and I thought that was it. And when I saw the infrastructure that's in place, although it's probably 20 or 30 years old, I thought, well, there's no need to spend all this money. It's already there. But then in talking to Councillor Fuller, she mentioned to me that she'd been to the waterfall further up, so we went up there today. And yes, it is very nice, there's no doubt about that. It is a lot of money to be spending in a small area, but when you think about it, it's only really the cost of a suburban house. I think there'll be a lot of benefits. I particularly like the benefits of wheelchair access, so people that need to use a wheelchair can have access to this site. There'll be good parking on the side of the road there, so the vehicles can be parked off the road. In a discussion that I've had with Mr. Schwab, Helmut Schwab, and may I say that he was very sensible in the discussions. He's obviously very passionate about this area. And his main concern is really that the infrastructure that we put in place doesn't become the attraction, that the attraction will still always be the waterfall. And I don't know what you can do about that, but because the infrastructure will be quite impressive, you know, with two lookout platforms. And also his concern, of course, was lobster habitat. And I learned a bit from him. I didn't know that lobsters were that far back from the river, but they obviously are. So I think that during the construction period, I think we will be mindful of the environmental damage that could occur. We won't be disturbing the flow of water at all, but it is a very sensitive area. And while we're at it in the future, maybe we could take care of some of those invasive species of plants that are in the area. I mean, blackberries are rife down there. I don't know what you can do, because in an environment like that, you wouldn't want to spray them, because the spray will finish up in the creek. But if we could do something, and the land is very steep, and also I've noticed in quite a few places that creepers have got out of control. Now, they're not the natural sort of creepers that you see in the bush. I think they've escaped from gardens somewhere, or probably been dumped there in the first place. So it's probably be a good opportunity to clean the place up of a lot of these invasive species. And who knows? I mean, eventually we could have a track from one dam down to the next, which you suggested to me today, which I thought was a good idea. And it really could become quite a major attraction. You know, it's I'm looking forward to it. And yeah, it's a bit of a shock at the initial cost, but when you have a good look at the plans and the drawings and just see how big the scale is, it is quite a big project, then I think we can justify it. And if it's just another attraction for the locals and for the tourists in the municipality, well, I think it'd be money well spent.
Speakers, Councillor Hiscott.
Thanks, Mayor. Yeah, agreeing very much with what Councillor Van Rooyen has spoken about so far. Just like to touch more on the wheelchair ability and all accessibility nature of this. It's quite incredible to see. There are a lot of places that you can't get to, and for us to have decided to include something like this in this area is something that will bring people from far and wide, I believe. And it's not only just wheelchairs, but also less abled people who struggle with stairs as well. I applaud the initiative that's been taken here to achieve that. It's 100% also agreeing with the fact that it is a sensitive area, and the devil be in the detail to ensure that we make sure that the contractors that are assigned to this understand the obligations and the responsibility that they're taking to put this in place, and that we respect the wildlife, the fauna and the flora and fauna that is there, and to make sure we do it the right way. And it's something that if we don't monitor as a council could become a major news story of the way things can be done wrong. So let's make it a story about the way things can be done right.
Speakers, please. Councillor Diprose.
I totally agree with everything that's been said. Waterfall trails are something that have been coming quite popular over the time, and over the years we have lost access to a lot of local waterfalls through floods, just through neglect. So to have something that will be of great standard to those with any form of disability as far as access goes is a great thing. And to have two waterfalls that are, you know, equally as beautiful, so close to each other, you know, it will only help enhance our area and hopefully waterfall trails in this region.
Speakers. Councillor Carpenter.
Thanks, Mayor. I totally agree with the other councillors and well said Councillor Van Rooyen. I just would like to sort of point out in the conditions that the development must be in accordance with the recommendations contained in the Natural Values Report by Natural State, which received in 2020, and they also done the Freshwater Crayfish Report, which again, what I would imagine will be taken into account or done again, because the next condition down, works must be undertaken in accordance with the minimum standards of waterways and wetlands works manual, which the Freshwater Crayfish would come into that area also. So if there are there, they will be protected. I think with the minor amendments made, Mayor, I think we've got to be very careful of the aesthetics and the size and the scale of where the walkways go. And it's an incredible bit of a sight for a 5 or 10 minute walk for people with all abilities or disabilities. And look forward to it being developed, but as Mr. Schwab said, not overdeveloped. And I think if we keep that in mind all the way through, we'll come up with a really good project. And like Councillor Hiscott says, do it properly in the first place and get a good news story and not a bad news story.
Any other speakers? Councillor Beswick.
Yeah, I'd like to concur with all the other councillors with the comments they've made. It's been a project that's obviously been brought up through the community over the last 4 years. In 2016 it obviously started, so it's unfortunately it's COVID that has brought us the funding to be able to do this at this stage. So we should thank the government for putting some funding out, which gets this off the ground. I agree with everybody's sentiments that we need to be careful with the environment, be very sensitive and light in our footprint, and some minor modifications if needed, should be looked at the time of construction. Thanks, Mayor.
speakers? All right, Councillor Van Rooyen, would you like to close?
Well, Mayor, there's not really that much to say. I think everyone sort of agrees and will look forward to this project. But may I just take the opportunity of giving the Winterbrook Falls a plug? I mean, I've been on about it for quite a while. They also are very nice falls, but the track up there is in urgent need of upgrade, and signage needs to be looked at. So if ever there's any money floating around for an upgrade of the track to the Winterbrook Falls, I mean, the last time I went up there, I was on my own, and I got about halfway, and sure, the weather set in, but I felt as though I had to get out of it because I was going to get lost. The markers had all but disappeared, and you wasn't real sure just exactly where you go. So, I mean, that's a project that we can... Next time there's a bit of money floating about, we grab it.
Let's look into it. All right. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? The motion is carried. Move on to 10.14, which... Yes, thank you, Councillor Hiscott. Ten fourteen is a resource development advertising sign at 23 Kenner Glen Lane in Howth. Can I have somebody move the suggested resolution, please? Thanks, Councillor Beswick. And a seconder, Councillor Fuller. Councillor Beswick, would you like to speak to this?
Much to add to it, Mayor, other than the planners have gone through all the process, it's been advertised, and I support the motion.
Speakers? Councillor Fuller.
Just to say, Mayor, that for some this might seem like a bit of red tape to have to go through this process for a sign, but having witnessed plenty of other occasions where very large signs have been erected with no publication, no public knowledge and no application for members of the public or interested parties to have their say, I'm satisfied that this process is worthwhile, because it's very confronting when in the middle of a township or in the middle of an area a sign just appears and there doesn't seem to be any process associated with it. So happy that it's run its process and the planners have given it due consideration, and I'll support it accordingly.
Speakers? Councillor Beswick, would you like to close?
Need to close, me.
I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. I'll ask Councillor Hiscott to come back in. Very long debate, Councillor Hiscott. I'm sorry to keep you out there so long.
It's getting very cold out there.
Move straight on to 10.15, visitor accommodation, two cabins, and this is at 47 Sushams Road, Caprona. Can I have somebody move the suggested resolution, please? It's Councillor Fuller, and seconded Councillor Beswick. Councillor Fuller, would you like to speak to this one?
Thank you, Mayor. This application has given us all cause to have a good look at what we believe to be an appropriate development in areas of agricultural production. For me, the applicant now has a very clear understanding fact that the environment in which he's proposing, or which they are proposing to put the visitor accommodation two cabins. It's an environment that is of agricultural production. It has noise, it has spray, it has people and machinery working, and I'm sure that the applicant is well aware of all of that. And has made the decision to pursue some visitor accommodation, which will no doubt have astounding views and be situated in we're a bit biased, aren't we, but you know, the best part of the whole world, so to have others come in and be able to enjoy that environment is also fabulous. I take some comfort from the vegetation buffers and screens. I am confident that the conditions that are associated with this permit will give all parties some very clear guidelines about what is permissible and what is not and what should be expected. And sometimes, you know, managing expectation is vital. So I hope that the people that have chosen to put representations in are reasonably satisfied with the conditions that we have attached to it. And of course, as always, monitoring and compliance is the role of local government here, and we trust that all will do the right thing and that the people that come and visit and stay there will have a lovely time.
Speakers. Councillor Beswick.
Thanks, Mayor. Yeah, I concur with Councillor Fuller's comments as well. I as well had some concern with the location of especially the unit that is close to the boundary. I think the applicant could have done a better job of citing that. You could have got it 45 metres away perhaps, rather than just 15, and if there's any room for movement, I would encourage that still to be the case. Naturally, the closer you put something to a boundary, there's going to be more potential conflict. I am pleased to see the Part 5 agreement, which talks about the shelter belt and so forth, and it has to be planted prior to any other permits being issued. But a shelter belt takes a while to grow. So I'll be supporting the application, but with some reservations.
Speakers, Councillor Viney.
So I'll be supporting the motion, noting that the visitor accommodation or farm stays is an allowable use of a rural resource zone. But the main thing is that we had to get our heads around the fact that there was no unreasonable fettering to the nearby farmland, and I think that's been dealt with by the planners, and therefore I'm prepared to go with the application.
Speakers. Councillor Carpenter.
Thanks, Mayor. Unfortunately, Mayor, I cannot support the motion in respect to the other councillors. I have no issue with accommodation in rural resource land or farming land in general, but I think the opportunity was there for this development for to have the second unit further away from the rear boundary than 15 metres. And irrespective of the Part 5 agreement or whatever conditions we put on, we can sit around and say, well, hopefully that won't fetter agricultural production by doing that. But 15 metres from a rear boundary compared to, say, 45 or 50 metres is a big difference. And the rule is 200 metres, and we have discretionary power to okay that. And we've done that in the past. I have no issue with that. But I just think the opportunity was there for this developer to move this cabin further away. And we don't know, but we don't know. You can imagine a windy day like today with the irrigator starting up and the wind gets up and the farmer's away on automation. And all of a sudden it's landing over the front door or the north-facing part of the cabin and people walking in and out are wet and all this sort of stuff. And, of course, we can wash our hands of it after the complaints come in, because soon, you know, if we get noise, dust, whatever, it goes to the EPA. So we can walk away and say it's okay to a certain degree. But I think the opportunity was there, and I would have loved the developer to sort of realise the fact of the area he's in and to move that cabin away. Note the fact that any bad publicity is bad for business, but sometimes it's not the publicity, it's just the angst between the people involved and the person trying to carry out their agricultural pursuit. So, Mayor, I cannot support the motion the way it is, and I'll be voting no.
Any other speakers?
No, Mayor, in response to Councillor Carpenter's comments, I'm of the opinion that the people know, if the property changes hands, the people know what they're buying, and they know that they're living next to an industrial area, and farming is an industrial area. Like Councillor Carpenter said, there's spraying, there's noise, there's dust, and all that sort of thing. But people need to be responsible for themselves if they buy a property and they have cabins, in this case, 15 metres from the boundary that they can expect interference from the neighbours' operations on the farm. And I don't think they should have any comeback on council. That's a decision that the purchaser of the property or the owner of the property makes. This is a little bit different to one that we dealt with here just recently, where the property owner objected to similar type activity right over the fence. But because when he bought that property, that wasn't the case. That was planned later. But in this case, if anyone buys the property next door or this one, they know what the score is and they can't blame anybody else. They just got to wear it. And that's it. No doubt good lawyers can usually get their way and they could throw it back at council for approving this, but the way I feel is that you've got to be responsible for your own actions, and you buy a property there, such a short distance away from the farm, you've got to put up with it.
Councillor Van Rooyen, any other speakers? I'm going to support this application. I'm satisfied that the Part 5 agreement is going to cover that aspect of the boundary with buffers and screens, and the fact that it has to be at least a minimum height. And I'd like our planners to ensure that there's suitable not just tall gum trees, for instance, that doesn't sort of perhaps let the wind through, but there's also a lower screening as well for all of those things. But I'm hopeful that the farmers will certainly, that they won't have any impact from the people who are staying at the cabins. And I think the people at the cabins will really appreciate seeing our agriculture and seeing the working farm, which I think they would be really keen to enjoy the irrigator and enjoy the sheep and the cattle and perhaps the potatoes and the avocados that are going to be growing on that property. And I think to encourage people to come and enjoy what we actually produce here in the northwest of Tasmania is pretty special, so I will be supporting the motion. Councillor Fuller, would you like to close?
Thank you. Yes, I will, Mayor, and I'm just mindful that hopefully we have hundreds of viewers who aren't able to be in the chamber that might be watching this meeting on the YouTube clip, that it might be wondering what on earth a Part 5 agreement is, and they would gather from our dialogue that we're talking about that potential interaction between some accommodation units and the agricultural sector. So the Part 5 agreement, of course, must list and acknowledge the 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, resource development activities and operations that occur on adjoining land and make reference to matters contained in the Primary Industries Activities Protection Act of 1995. Whilst I respect Councillor Carpenter's comments, and it is a tricky fine line that we seem to be continually playing between this interaction between the humans and the agricultural activities, the Part 5 makes it very, very clear. As I said, the risk here is with the developer. He knows what it is that he's building and where he's building it. We'll let that go as an entrepreneurial activity that will allow visitors to have that true paddock-to-plate experience, Mayor, as you alluded to, of course, for them to see where it actually comes from and take away an appreciation for it. So I wish them all the best with it and commend the motion to the table.
Motion, all those in favour?
Aye. Aye.
Against?
Aye.
And against. The motion is carried. Opening of various streets, 1016, opening of various streets and roads. This is Barlane Place at West Ulverston. Can I have somebody move the suggested resolution, please? Thanks, Councillor Councillor Beswick, seconded Councillor Diprose. Councillor Beswick, would you like to speak to this, please?
It's really a formality, Mayor, but it's good to see these new subdivisions coming online and being signed off. There's a lot of building around at the moment, as we've noticed through the planning applications that have been coming through. So it's great to see another subdivision being finalised.
Speakers? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 1017 is various streets and roads, the certificate of completion, again at Barlane Place. Can I have somebody move the suggested resolution, please? Thanks, Councillor Beswick. Seconded Councillor Hiscott. Councillor Beswick, would you like to speak to this?
There's probably nothing more to add than before, Mayor.
Motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 1018 is the tenders for bridge replacement at Clayton's Rivulet, Douglas Road, Kindred. There's a report there. Can I have somebody move the suggested resolution? Thanks, Councillor Viney. A seconder, please. Yeah. Councillor Carpenter. Councillor Viney, would you like to speak to this?
Yes, thanks, Mayor. It's actually good to see one of our projects come up, going to the program as per normal, even though the COVID disaster is happening. But to find that we have competitive tenderers and actually a tender that comes in under budget, which is great to see for the audit committee purposes and obviously the council as well.
Thank you. Any other speakers? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye. Aye.
Against? The motion is carried. Move on to organisational services, which there are none. However, we have a question for the Director of Organisational Services, Councillor Fuller. You had a question.
Thank you, Mayor. Just giving the Director a chance to get to the table. As the whole wide world knows, we've recently implemented our new dog management policy. So just wondering if the Director would be able to give us an update on its implementation and how from his perspective, the community are managing and adhering and embracing the new rulings.
Thanks for the question, Councillor Fuller. Firstly, the policy was implemented on the 1st of October. Prior to that implementation, Council undertook a review of all the existing signage and determined what new signage needed to be put in place and look for some consistency in the signage, so the images, etc., etc. So that has been completed as well. Council also took the view, or we took the view to have a look at our compliance. And as a consequence of that, we've increased the patrols, the dog patrols, and also are now undertaking patrols after hours, and that will potentially move to weekends. That includes mornings, etc. In relation to the community, we've had mixed feedback, as you would expect. So there's been some positive feedback, there's also been a few disgruntled people. But having said that, in the main, the new policy has been accepted pretty well. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
That brings the open part of our meeting to a close.